The Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 7th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Now that California lawmakers approved a plan to reach net zero emissions by 2045, experts are calling for a renewable energy source to be reevaluated.
Woody biomass is under fire in California, as opponents argue it's not a clean-burning energy source, more akin to coal since it burns carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Dr. Shay Wolf with the Center for Biological Diversity says there are plenty of misconceptions about woody biomass's positive aspects. One such myth is that it's good for thinning forests to prevent wildfires.
Thinning forests isn't an effective way to reduce wildfire risk. It, in fact, can even make fires burn hotter and faster. And that's not surprising because many larger fire-resistant trees are cut during thinning operations.
According to a 2021 report from the Center for Biological Diversity, woody biomass can be twice as harmful since it emits more carbon from power plant smokestacks while leaving less carbon stored in forests. Massachusetts recently became the first state to remove woody biomass from its renewable energy portfolio standard as part of a new climate law. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
According to 2021 California data, that source contributes less than 3% to the state's electrical grid. More American women are being elected to public office. There's a mixed outlook in North Dakota, but women have a strong presence in local election administration. In most of North Dakota, county auditors are elected to four-year terms. They juggle multiple duties, including being the chief elections officer. With the exception of two counties, all these offices in North Dakota are held by women. And Cavalier County Auditor Lisa Gellner says it's been this way for a while.
The hardest part of the job is the amount of work that you have to get done in such a small window. And all the while you're trying to accomplish an election and keep it all rolling, you still have all the rest of your job that you got to try to keep moving at the same time.
Auditors also oversee county finances. At the national level, more than 30% of state legislatures are comprised of women. That percentage has grown steadily in the last 40 years. At the same time, North Dakota is among the bottom 10 states at 22%. Now from CNN, a Republican county official in Georgia escorted two operatives working with an attorney for former President Trump into the county election offices the same day a voting system there was breached. That from newly obtained video. CNN reports the breach now under investigation by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and is of interest to the Fulton County District Attorney. This is PNS. Small kids are landing in the hospital because of accidental poisoning from ingesting medications meant for adults.
Experts are working to give households the tools they need to keep kids out of medicines that could potentially harm them. Tanya Jarrigan is a licensed clinical social worker with the Division of Pediatric Forensic Medicine at the University of Kentucky. She says it's not just illicit substances kids can get their hands on, and points to cases where kids accidentally consumed medications meant for their grandparents or caregivers.
We see ingestions related to over-the-counter medications like Tylenol. Another really common medication that we see is clonidine. So it's definitely a wide-reaching problem.
Accidental poisonings account for around 2% of all unintentional injury deaths in the state, according to the state's 2021 Child Fatality Review Report. Find more information and tips at faceitabuse.org/safe-medications-storage. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
School districts across the state of New York are facing a shortage of social workers, according to an audit by the state controller's office. New York City schools are not providing enough social workers per school. More than 400 schools are without social workers, and most of the schools with at least one social worker do not meet the recommended ratio of one social worker to every 250 students. Martha Schultz is with the New York chapter of the National Association of Social Workers.
That stems from kind of this misunderstanding or lack of understanding or desire to learn about really what is social work and what can they offer. In schools, there's been a push for every building to have a school social worker, but that doesn't necessarily mean that school leadership or even the school board knows what a social worker does at a school. They just know that they have to have one.
Schultz says another part of this is a pipeline issue where many rural colleges and universities do not offer graduate-level social work programs. Finally, Mike Bowen lets us know this week is National Suicide Prevention Week. Indiana advocates are pushing for stricter gun laws.
In Indiana, there were 101 firearm-related suicides recorded by the Gun Violence Archive between 2020 and 2022. More than half were either murder-suicides or attempted murder-suicides. Jerry King of the group Hoosiers Concerned About Gun Violence says that means too many people are caught up in volatile situations with deadly outcomes.
If you have an angry partner who can quickly grab a gun in the heat of passion, that's just as dangerous and as lethal as can be.
The group questions a state law allowing someone convicted of domestic violence to petition to have their gun ownership right restored 5 years later.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.